have verses or stories in the Bible that, or sections of Scripture that are only there one time. Other times we have more than once, and even from the Old Testament to the New. And so we're going to look at that this morning here as David writes in Psalm, the 8th chapter. Some powerful words there if you want to follow along, Psalm 8. And then we're going to be jumping to Hebrews, the 2nd chapter, where actually the Hebrew writer then reiterates these same words and really ties it in well there when we think about the cross. In Psalm 8, David is reflecting here, and he's, you know, kind of pouring out his heart here, where it says, he says, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth, who has set glory above the heavens. And out of the mouth of babes and out of sucklings he has ordained strength, because thine enemies, and thou mightest still the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heavens, the works of thy fingers, the moon of the moon and the stars, which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? For he hath made him a little lower than the angels, and hath crowned him with glory and honor, hath made him to have dominion over the works of his hands, and hath put all things under his feet, all sheep and all oxen, yea, and all the beasts of the field, the fowl of the air, the fish of the sea, and whatsoever passes through the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. The Hebrew writer would pick this up as well in the 2nd chapter in Hebrews 2, as he writes this, but he adds a little element to it here in 6 through 9 here when he says, but one in a certain place testified, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels, thou hast crowned him with glory and honor, set him his works over thy hands, thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that was not put under him, but that we now see all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who is made a little lower than angels, than the angels, and all the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he had made grace. He was he that by the grace of God should taste death for every man. You know, I like how the Hebrew writer kind of adds that element there, that he had by now that putting everything in subjection, left nothing outside of that. He didn't, you know, there's not things on the fringes that he forgot. He put all things under his control. And when we tie Jesus in here and we look at this time of communion, when we consider his death, burial, and resurrection, the only crown that Jesus had was a crown of thorns. It wasn't intended to be glory and honor at that point. It was intended to bring ridicule. He turned it into a crown of glory and honor here. And the only earthly crown, again, the only earthly crown that Jesus wore was made of thorns. Did not bring him honor before the people, but rather it inflicted pain. But it was for our purpose, for our increase, for our salvation, that he bore it, as we remember this around the table today. Dear Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord, for these things that we see of old and even in the New Testament for us here, how the writers even took that and saw how important it was to add this element of Jesus in their lives and to ours as well, explaining that to us, Lord, that he has put everything under his feet, under his subjection. And this earthly crown that maybe it would have been given to him was... it was to mock him. It was to bring about pain. It was to set him apart. Exactly what a crown was intended to do, that crown of thorns. And now we see that, and we see that Jesus, by this death, his burial and resurrection, is the King, is in all, everything is still subject unto him. Thank you for that. Thank you for that sacrifice that he paid, that he thought of us and still came and still knew and still sent his son to be a part of us and to be that sacrifice that we needed upon the cross. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.